welcome back to the Michigan Insider here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Coming up in about 20, 25 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Michigan assistant hockey coach Billy Powers, talk about the weekend that was down in Ohio for the Michigan hockey team, a big weekend for the Michigan hockey team, and of course, we'll hear from Bakari Alexander, Michigan assistant basketball coach, coming up in the back half of this hour, around 9:45. He sat down yesterday with Sam Webb. And we'll bring that to you coming up in about 35, 40 minutes from now. But as promised, we're going to bring in who I believe is the newest coach on campus here at the University of Michigan, Shaka Daly, head coach of the Michigan men's soccer team. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you first. Welcome to Ann Arbor. Welcome to the University of Michigan. I hope your first few weeks on the job or so it's been have been treating you well as you acclimate yourself here to Ann Arbor. Let's jump right into it. You're the second coach in program history. First and foremost, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit to the Michigan fans listening that may not know a lot about you?
Well, originally I'm from Toronto, not too far from here. Grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Then I moved and went to Providence College in the Big East. Was at Providence College 92 through 96. After graduating, I went on as an assistant coach while I did my master's and played professionally, culminating in playing with the New England Revolution for a year in 1999 before accepting the job at Providence at the ripe age of 26. and then I was at Providence as the head coach there for 12 seasons. So obviously I was at Providence for 20 years, and for me this is a fantastic time in my career.
So explain, you mentioned a fantastic time in your career. Talk about how difficult a decision it is. You mentioned how much time you spent at Providence. It is your alma mater. How difficult was that decision to say, you know what, I've done all these things at Providence. We went to the tournament this year, but it's time for me to move on and seek a new challenge.
Well, I think for me, obviously Providence treated me fantastically. But, you know, when I came on campus here and had conversations with the administration about the vision of the Michigan men's soccer program and it being so young, almost in its infancy in comparison to those around the country, it was a no-brainer for me professionally. Personally, it was challenging. My wife is from Rhode Island, and I was there for 20 years at my alma mater, as you said. But, you know, professionally speaking, quality of life, quality of the institution, the other coaches here on campus, you know, from a growth standpoint to learn from them, it made absolute sense for me to make a decision and continue to grow in my career professionally.
From the outside looking in, what is the perception of Michigan soccer, Michigan men's soccer around the nation?
I think obviously always have a little bit of talent, without question. I think maybe sustainability, you know, consistency might be the thing that may stand out the most. And obviously that's, you know, why I've been brought in, I guess. And then obviously a culture of soccer. You know, I think when you're around the nation, you want to be considered with the top teams consistently. And I think with the resources that are afforded to us here and the student athlete that we can entertain at the University of Michigan, I think we can be consistent players in the national picture and obviously in the Big Ten. You know, the Big Ten's a great conference. They have some great teams that are consistently in the NCAA tournament. So that's obviously obviously a goal for us to be competitive in the Big Ten and nationwide.
You mentioned the support the program that the program has received. When you came to Ann Arbor and you were going through this process and you saw the soccer facilities that they have here in Ann Arbor, what were your thoughts?
Thought it was beautiful. You know, in comparison to you know, the best I've been around in this country. I've been obviously to a lot of places playing in the Big East and national competition. You know, but for a grass facility in the United States, it's definitely in the upper echelon in this country, which is a fantastic venue to work, number one, and obviously a fantastic venue for the kids to play in and for recruits to see and see that, you know, they're growing in that direction with regards to culture.
You mentioned recruiting, so I have to ask you about that. I know obviously you're not going to get into specifics for names, but what is the philosophy as far as recruiting locally, regionally, nationally, and as far as internationally?
Well, obviously, you know, locally we want to get the best kids in Michigan that fit the profile here at the university. You know, those guys have to be at the University of Michigan. without question, we want them to represent the university, and we obviously want them to be close-knit with their families. You know, it's a very family-oriented place, and our team will be the same thing. So I think that's number one. Number two, I think outside of the region or nationally, if you want to call it, you know, we want to try to get the most, again, competitive kids. But I think in the state of Michigan, you have some fantastic players and some great clubs in the academy and outside of the academy. Locally, so we're very fortunate for us, is it from a recruiting standpoint, that we can entertain those young men and see them on a consistent basis, or they can come on campus and watch games. You know, and I think to show them where we're going, I think is a big thing. And then obviously nationally, I think we can entertain the best kids in the country. So that's great for us. And then internationally, you know, we have a couple internationals that are on our roster. And, you know, they sometimes make the difference now and again, but, you know, we're going to start with the foundation of Michigan first and foremost, and then go from there.
Talking to Michigan men's soccer coach Shaka Daly here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. One of the words that you mentioned, consistency. And just a couple years ago, the team was in the College Cup. They were in the Final Four of men's soccer. Last year, they struggled a little bit, falling to 5-14-1. What is the immediate goal for you as far as being the head coach, as far as reestablishing, getting back above 500 and reestablishing where the program should be?
I think the first goal is to get to know all the players. You know, I've been here in the office 8 days, just moving out here on my own for the time being. But getting to know the players and obviously getting on the same page, I think that's the first thing I want to do, and make sure that they understand that being above 500 in the conference, being above 500 out of conference, always gives yourself an opportunity to have that second season, you know, and to play in the NCAA tournament. If you're that 10, 11, 12 win threshold, you always have an opportunity because of the quality of teams in the Big Ten. So I think that's obviously goal number one. And getting to know the players is goal number one. And then obviously them understanding the perspective of where they want to be to get to a second season. And hopefully have some great growth as the season goes on, that we learn from each other and we learn from the games that we've played, so that when the second season comes along, we're hitting our stride at the right time of the year.
What kind of style of play do you coach?
Depends on the players, obviously. But if we have an opportunity, which we do, I think within this team, to play a possession-oriented style. You know, I'm a defender by trade. So obviously I know we'll be organized, and we're going to be very difficult to beat is going to be the goal. And then obviously we can attract some attacking players. And we do have some on the roster right now that can do some special things and be game breakers and make the difference in games, you know, or difference makers, if you want to call them. So I think if we can combine both, be very resilient and have some good attack possession-oriented style and have some attack-minded players that are difference makers, we can be in good shape with obviously some good goalkeeping.
What about you when a fan's watching you in the sidelines? We see it all the time in football and basketball, different sports. Some coaches are cool, calm, and collected. Other coaches are screamers. Other coaches have different styles. What's your style as a coach?
I can get hot if I need to. I think from that standpoint, no, I'm an energetic guy on game day for sure. Obviously, we like to do a lot of our work during training. But if we're not getting what you want, then obviously you have to attempt to push the right buttons. So, you know, for me, I can, I'm a pretty energetic guy on the sideline. Now and again, I'm relaxed. So it's kind of ebbs and flows for me, probably a little bit. But I enjoy it. I enjoy the magnitude of big games and playing against the best teams in the country. That's what I've been doing for the last 12 years. And, you know, fortunately for me, you know, playing against an Indiana and, you know, the Northwesterns and the Penn States of the world, Michigan State and Wisconsin, all those great teams that we have in our league. You know, those are the type of teams I've been playing against my whole career. So I'm very excited for the challenge that lies ahead for me.
What's the schedule for you and the guys as far as your ability to get them on the field? I know things are limited in the off season, but do you get a chance to watch them play at least a little bit of soccer, you know, firsthand, so that you get an idea of what you're working with?
Yeah, we're right now, we're allowed 2 hours a week that we can train together. So obviously taking full advantage of that. And then once February hits, first week in February, we can train a little bit more on a regular basis. So I've seen them in a limited capacity with strength and conditioning so far, and I've seen them on the field very little. So from our standpoint, once we can get going in the month of February, we can still start to implement some things. And then obviously we get an opportunity to play 5 dates in the spring where I can get a feel for what the personalities are like and, you know, how they deal with pressure and how they deal with opponents. You know, it's great to see them inside of our own environment, but once you put them out there against others, that's the true test of it, you know?
Talking to new Michigan men's soccer coach Shaka Daly here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. And just a couple more questions for you, Coach. One, history of the program.
Sure.
We hear so much about it in all the sports here on campus, about tying in the past and bringing everybody together and having knowing the history of the program. How do you make sure that there's a connection between you and your program and the past players of the Michigan soccer program, both club players and varsity players?
Obviously, you know, reaching out to Steve Burns, I've already had a conversation with him, which he's been fantastic in the transition, number one. And number two, I've had some great supportive emails that are very supportive of the Michigan men's soccer program and want to see it in the upper echelon of college athletics on a consistent basis. So they've been very supportive to me. So reaching out to them, I know we're going to have a function here in the spring, hopefully, try to tie in an alumni event or an alumni game in the spring here once I can get my bearings with everything that's going on. And then obviously getting them back here on campus and meeting me and intermingling with the players. You know, I think that's obviously a big piece of it, that they get to know me as much as possible and they get to know my goals, my vision, et cetera. So I think that's a big-time goal for us as well.
And last thing for you, Coach, has it been hammered home yet how you have to handle Ohio State and Michigan State? Has that been taught to you in the first 8 days on campus?
It is. It's that rivalry is hot and heavy. I'm fully aware of it, even down to the color of penny you can wear at training. So I'm fully aware of it and excited for it. I actually played Michigan State and Ohio State last year at Providence. Obviously, at our place, we're a little bit more limited with our resources and didn't get an opportunity to beat either team. But I know here we'll have a much better chance of doing that. So I'm excited for those. I'm excited for going back to those venues since I've been there already. So I look forward to it.
And I'm sure you're just excited to get some more opportunities to coach your guys on the field and really get things going with the Michigan men's soccer program. We look forward to some exciting new things with the program. Shaka, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All righty. Shaka Daly, the Michigan men's soccer coach, the new Michigan men's soccer coach here in Ann Arbor, and a lot of things to be excited about. The future of Michigan men's soccer, again, just a couple years ago, they were in the College Cup in the Final Four of men's soccer. Last year, a little bit of a dip this past season, but now Shaka Daly looking forward to the future of Michigan soccer. So looking forward to hearing some great things out of that program for years to come. Coming up on the other side of the break, a program that we've heard of many great things over many great years. And those continue to do so. They continue to be great as they had another phenomenal weekend of Michigan hockey. We're going to talk about 2 wins over Ohio State and a little bit of a preview against coming up against Notre Dame as well, as we are joined by Michigan assistant hockey coach Billy Powers on the other side here on the Michigan Insider, brought to you by Modern Mechanical for your heating and cooling needs, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.